If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Going to talk about some of the Islamic laws about medical issues and conditions according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Sheikh Javid, you know, since we are talking about the, you know, some of the Islamic laws about medical issues, let me ask you this question at the beginning of this episode. Is it permissible for the women to use contraceptives without the, you know, her husband's permission?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, using contraceptives without the permission of the husband is problematic. It is a matter of objection. And therefore, she needs the consent and permission of her husband in order to use the contraceptives.
Mm-hmm. I see. The next question that I would like to ask you, Sheikh Shabit, is about the vasectomy. This is one of those operations that, you know, let's say men would go under knife about. And a man, for example, with four children, you know, underwent one of these operations, vasectomy, without the consent of his wife. Well, is there any need actually for the husband to take the permission from his wife? Is he guilty for not obtaining his wife's approval?
Well, generally speaking, the permissibility of going under an operation of vasectomy does not depend on the consent of the wife. Mm-hmm. And therefore, a man can go ahead using the vasectomy as a contraceptive to avoid impregnating his wife or avoid having further children, because he has already got four children, and of course he can stop at any moment having any more children. And of course, one of the methods for one of the contraceptive methods is vasectomy, which a man can choose to have at any time without even getting his wife's approval.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, and the next question I would like to ask you, Sheikh Javid, is about, you know, well, some of these methods of contraceptives that we started talking about, and by saying, for example, or asking you a question about the vasectomy, you know, is it permissible for a healthy woman for whom pregnancy is not harmful, all right?
Yes.
To use any of the contraceptives such as coitus interruptus, the diaphragm, the pill, and the sterilization. So is it permissible for a healthy woman, in fact, to use any of these methods of contraceptives? And also, is it permissible for the husband to force, to make his wife actually use any method other than the coitus interruptus?
Well, in itself speaking, there is no problem in doing contraception by way of coitus interruptus. Generally speaking, it is permissible for a woman to use all kinds of contraceptives, all methods of contraception. As we said earlier, the husband's consent is very important. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to a healthy woman for whom, of course, pregnancy is not harmful, she can use contraceptives. And of course, both the husband and the wife can use contraceptives, one of the methods of contraception or one of the contraceptive methods is coitus interruptus, mm-hmm. which means that the man ejaculates outside the vagina, and that is of course a practice that used to exist long time ago in the early period of Islam, because there are questions as to whether this practice of contraception is allowed or not, and was it ever practiced during the time of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or not. Of course, there are narrations, authentic traditions, which quite clearly suggest that this action and the, and this method of this contraceptive method is quite permissible. And of course, there's no objection also to resorting to any other method apart from this coitus interruptus. It, all kinds of methods are allowed, provided that it's you know, it is not harmful, and it is reversible. That's also very much important for you know, there are couples who that are childless couples.
Yeah.
And of course, in the long run, if they continue to have no children, they will face difficulties, because a childless couple usually end up in separating from each other or getting a divorce, and that will be a huge problem. So the family will disintegrate. Therefore, the religious authorities have clearly stated that the contraceptive must be reversible.
Mm-hmm.
Reversible. So in any time, at any moment, if one of the parties wants to reverse or get back to the same, to the previous mode, he or she could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So. And of course, when a woman wants to use contraceptives, it's kind of necessary that she get her husband's consent and permission. And of course, this using contraceptives must not involve any haram actions, such as mm-hmm. touching and, of course, looking at the private part. Otherwise, this is not permissible. Of course, when it comes to the last part of your question, because you said that...
Let me interrupt you here, actually, for a short break, and we'll
sure.
be back for your answer to the next part of my question. Thank you very much. Just stay with us with the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. This is Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the medical issues according to the fatwas of Ayatollah Khamenei. So Sheikh Javid, you were continuing along the same line as the question posed. So I asked you that, is it permissible for the husband to force his wife actually to use any of these methods, such as, or other than the coitus interruptus?
The husband has no right to force his wife to go for any of these contraceptive methods, because it's not within his right to force her to become either pregnant or to stop becoming pregnant.
Mm.
It is a matter of choice.
Yeah, and between the family.
Yeah, and of course the wife can choose not to become pregnant,
right,
or to become pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife and the husband actually has no right to impose his wishes on his wife. That's it.
I see. And you very quickly and briefly mentioned the questionability of such irreversible methods of contraception. I would like to ask you about the vasectomy. Is it, something illegal? Because it looks like it's irreversible, right?
Yeah, a vasectomy, as far as I know, there are two types of it. It can be reversible, it mm-hmm. can be irreversible. There is a very strong possibility that the tie can be untied,
mm-hmm.
and then the tube, it's a kind of, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a kind of tube tied you know, with something, and the doctors know better because they are the ones who
they're specialists.
Yeah, they are the specialists, of course. So some doctors have said that it is irreversible, and others have said that it is not. But in the event that it is reversible. Of course, as it is the case, usually the case, they have said. And depending also on the age and, of course, the age of the couple, sometimes it may not be reversible. So in the event that the couples have children, right. and it is irreversible, even if they do not have children, then there is no objection to the couple having this any kind of these contraceptives method.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Tawbit, for your nice answers to the questions. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
الظاهر والباطن.